The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I'll continue our readings in the book that we purchased called The Ultimate Money Saving Challenge, Learn the Psychology of Money. And this book is by Luke Zello. And as we continue, here are the following ways that will help you stick to your budget and jumpstart your savings. First up, avoid big purchases. Stop yourself from making big purchases. We know that feeling. You cannot stop thinking about it. But that does not mean you have to purchase it to get it off your mind. Give it at least 30 days and decide if that it is worth the investment. Ask yourself if this big purchase you are about to make will throw off your savings or even ruin your budget. If the answer is yes, then set it aside and focus on some other things instead. You can also weigh the pros and cons of buying that item. Knowing its benefits will help you decide if it is really worth every penny. Remember, every purchase should be meant to add value and improve the quality of your life. And lower your credit card limit. Even if you're qualified, lower the limit of your credit card to prevent you from buying things impulsively. A low credit card limit also prevents the temptation of buying something that will interfere with your budget. The amount of your limit should be payable at one time. It can help you prevent interest while keeping a good credit score. And try the no spend challenge. Freeze your spending by challenging yourself. The idea is simple. If it is anything that is not necessary for your basic living, then do not purchase it. Start small. Try to challenge yourself not to buy anything unnecessary for a week, then a month, until it becomes a year. You'll be amazed at how disciplined you are when handling your money and how little you need to survive. Changing your mindset about your money can help you get started. Grab a paper and list down what is considered a, quote, necessity for you, such as food, gas, rent, utility bills. All those are needed to live fittingly for a month. Unfortunately, no matter how tempting your subscription to Netflix is, not considered a necessity. And live a minimal lifestyle. Minimalism is not just a trend. This way of life can save your finances. The idea is simple. You need to identify what you need to survive, and the rest should be reduced or eliminated. For instance, if you've been eyeing a new pair of shoes, look at your own closet again. Your shoes from last year are still as shiny as ever, and even with a few signs of wear, they're still comfortable and decent. Hence, there's no need to buy new shoes. You just saved yourself $100. Aside from tangible purchases, take a look at your digital consumption. Are there any subscriptions that are not useful to you anymore? As much as possible, stick to using free applications. Only pay for applications without which you cannot live. You should also think about avoiding the clutter of subscriptions. For instance, consider eliminating your Netflix subscription if you are already a member of Amazon Prime. Do not discourage yourself if you mess up your budget in the first month. It's hard to stick It is hard to stick to your budget, but with proper discipline, practice, and mindset, you will be able to get used to it in the long run. For me, a proper mindset is everything. If you have honestly assessed your situation, recognized your shortcomings, and acknowledged your problems, you will be able to work on a solution. Do not let pride, prejudice, or fear cloud your judgment. If you're not going to be honest with yourself, you cannot expect to progress in the long run. Developing an honest and transparent mindset will give you the enlightenment that you need to pursue your dreams. This healthy attitude and outlook will be the key to changing your life once and for all. Creating emergency funds, what it is and why it matters. How many times have you heard the term emergency funds? If it is a term that you have thrown around a lot in a conversation with your friends, you know you are in decent circles. However, talking about emergency funds is not enough. You need to make it a reality for you to secure yourself financially whenever unexpected things happen. Let us start by defining first an emergency fund. It is also called a rainy day fund. It refers to a bank account with money that was meant to cover unforeseen expenses caused by the following circumstances: unexpected medical bills, home repairs, car repairs, or unemployment. I know it is already painful to think about any of the above. However, it is best to be prepared for the worst. You do not want to end up being caught off guard. Why do I need an emergency fund? Who would want to open another savings account to set aside money for uncertain things to happen? Some people would rather spend it on their own or their own indulgences as a reward instead of using it as an emergency fund. However, it is crucial to have an emergency fund because it can help you survive during trying times. You will not need to borrow money from loan sharks or risk signing papers for a high-interest loan because you have become desperate for cash. If you already have existing debts, the emergency fund can help you avoid incurring more arrears. How much should I put in my emergency fund? The amount allocated for emergency funds will vary from person to person. You must consider your financial situation when it comes to deciding how much you should save. As a good rule of thumb, you should save enough money that will keep you afloat for up to half a year. This will help support your family if you lose a job or get into a bad accident. If you think you could slip some money under your pillowcase and call it your emergency fund, reconsider your strategy. Your emergency fund is as crucial as your savings, and you will need to secure it in a safe but accessible place. It should be easily liquidated. Emergency situations can happen today. Hence, you must have quick access to your money. Just make sure that it is separate from the bank account you are regularly using. Otherwise, you'll be tempted to use your emergency funds to buy that pair of shoes you've been eyeing for a while. And the steps in creating an emergency fund. Here are the following steps that will help you to get started with creating an emergency fund right away. Determine the amount you want to save for your emergency fund. By now, you must know your monthly expenses. All you need to do is multiply it by 6. Your emergency fund should be able to cover you for at least half a year. If you have trouble figuring out the amount needed for your emergency fund, consider using an application to do so. And set a monthly savings goal. Once you've established your goal, you can start saving up for it. Do not be intimidated by the amount of money needed for your emergency fund. Instead, break it down and set a realistic monthly savings goal that will go directly to your emergency fund. As much as possible, automatically transfer an allocated amount to your savings account each time you receive a paycheck. Automatically deposit money to your varied savings account. Some employers offer direct deposit. You can take advantage of it by asking them to break down your paycheck and deposit it into multiple savings accounts. It is hassle-free and convenient on your part. And do not spend your tax refund. Tax refunds only happen once a year. And if you're expecting a refund, do not see it as, quote, free money to indulge yourself temporarily. Your tax refund can boost your emergency savings and help you achieve your goals faster. Hence, the next time you file for your taxes, make sure that the refund is directly deposited into your emergency savings account. And track your progress and adjust whatever or whenever necessary. It is not going to be easy to save expenses that can cover you for up to 6 months. Hence, you need to assess your savings every few months. It will help you determine if you need to adjust your savings goal to complete your emergency fund faster. It's also crucial if you've dipped into your existing emergency fund after moving into a new city or giving birth to a child or getting married. When you hit your savings goal for your emergency fund, consider opening a sub-account. This account should be allocated to cover other expenses such as car maintenance, clothing, and vacations. Do not dip your funds for these irregular expenses, or you risk denting your emergency fund. Do not worry, because multiple banks are offering services that will help their customers in organizing their finances. Sub-accounts and other savings options that can help you achieve your financial goals are now available. Well, now we'll move into Chapter 5, The Poison of Debt, Avoiding Debt and Reducing Your Financial Stress. Debt is the worst of poverty. This quote by Thomas Fuller. Debt is associated with so many negative things. People trapped in debt carry the financial stress of having to pay it back by getting into another debt while trying to make ends meet. Everyone can get into debt, but the intensity of it varies from person to person. Smart people only get into debt when they know they can pay it back at once without dealing with high interest. Others are struggling to pay it and end up hiding from collection agencies. When the stress of debt creeps into you, it may affect your physical and mental health. That is a way to live such a miserable life. We cannot deny that there are events in our lives where debt is inevitable. But when that happens, it should become a priority to pay it back as soon as possible to avoid overdue bills. Getting into debt is not always a terrible thing. When it's done right and in moderation, you can relieve yourself from the financial stress of paying debt with another debt. In this chapter, we're going to help you avoid debt at all cost. You will learn the effects of debt on your own well-being, how crucial it is to avoid getting into debt, and smart ways to pay debt almost immediately to avoid getting into the, quote, trap. New car, worth the purchase? You do not need a new car. I repeat, there is no need to shell out thousands of dollars for a new car. This rings true especially if your old car is working fine. I get it. Your neighbor just got his brand new car, and now he is staring at it in awe for 15 minutes straight. You cannot help but assess yourself and if you should get a new car as well. The answer, no, you should not. Despite the excitement that a new car could give, there are so many reasons not to sign the contract of monthly car payments, and bring home a new vehicle that requires ongoing expenses. The car industry improves its models and releases new cars after each other, with each car model being better than the last. Some vehicles do not require the replacement of brakes and tires for a few years. The manufacturer offers a warranty should anything happen to your precious car. Even the banks are encouraging you to get a new vehicle by offering a 0% financing promotion on more recent car models. All right, buying a car does have its benefits, but does it outweigh the disadvantages? Will buying a new car make you feel better when you have willingly signed yourself up for debt? No. Buying a new car just is not worth the investment, especially if you have ongoing bills to pay and prioritize aside from your four wheels. Take a look at the following reasons below as to why you should not get a new car. You are signing into a new monthly payment. Only a handful of people who have mastered the art of managing finances wisely have fewer worries about their money. But even successful people would not get a new car without deliberation first. If you are always worried about money, living paycheck to paycheck, and do not even have an emergency fund, getting a new car should not cross your mind in the first place. You are signing up for years of struggling and financial stress by doing so. Even if you have a good credit score and are highly qualified to get a new car, it should not be a reason to sign those papers right away. Always keep in mind that no matter how low the rate of auto financing for a new car purchase is, you are still going to spend your money, and it may cause a financial strain on your savings. Furthermore, it is no secret that getting brand new cars requires higher insurance premiums than secondhand vehicles, and the most obvious, higher sales prices. If you pay with personal property taxes, you're just increasing your taxes each year by getting a brand new car. New cars depreciate fast. Everyone knows, no matter how unfair, that brand new cars depreciate faster than used cars. For instance, if you get a new car, you can expect it to depreciate up to 19% in a year. Well, how does this appreciation affect you? If you do not have enough money for a car down payment, or the monthly car loan payment is not enough to compensate for the depreciation, you will pay for the car more than it's worth in the long run. Not only that, but you also have to deal with the negative equity of a brand new car. If you're planning to use the vehicle until it is completely paid off, you will encounter problems later. However, if you're trading your vehicle every 3 years, the negative equity will only increase the cost of your next car. For instance, the trade-in is $20,000, but you still owe them $5,000. The $5,000 will not magically disappear. Instead, the negative equity will be reflected on your next car loan. Hence, instead of having to pay $30,000 for the next car, you'll end up paying $35,000 instead. Money-wise, if you know the disadvantages of buying a brand new car and just buying a secondhand vehicle, you can get the vehicle at its original price and help you avoid an upside-down loan. Being a car connoisseur or collector is a hobby that not many people can afford. I know that having a vehicle makes your life easier, but getting a new car every year and signing into different loan papers is not the wisest move. If you really need to replace your old car because it risks your safety when driving, consider buying a second-hand vehicle instead. You will get more of your money's worth and avoid the stress of never-ending loans by buying a new car. And avoiding debt at all cost. Avoid debt like the plague. It may seem like a simple idea, but debt offers are almost everywhere. And they take different forms if you look closely. Before you know it, you're signing papers for a new monthly payment or borrowing money from a friend to make ends meet. In keeping your head above water, you need to create strategies to avoid getting into debt. There are so many ways to help you save yourself from financial struggles. Here are the following tips that can help you to avoid getting into debt. List all your loans. Sit down and grab a paper. If you have existing debt, it is time to face that inevitable. No matter how terrifying it is, you need to list down all your loans and know exactly how much you owe. All loans that you're still paying right now should be listed along with their interest rates. Now rank these loans according to the interest rates. Loans with the highest interest rates are now prioritized to be paid as soon as possible. If you're currently unemployed, you are qualified to defer your loans until you get back on your feet. Make sure that you talk to your loan company to know what options you have in case you face unexpected unemployment. Do not buy anything that requires your credit card. Make it a good rule of thumb. Do not purchase anything that you cannot afford without using your credit card. Having a credit card is convenient, but it gives us the illusion that we live in a fantasy world where we can afford everything. Hence, the next time you go shopping, do not buy anything you cannot pay for with cash. As to not tempt yourself into swiping your credit card, just leave it at home. And create that emergency fund. Creating an emergency fund will save you from getting into the trap of debt. You need to prepare yourself for the unexpected, such as losing your job or breaking your car. An emergency fund gives you money to cover those unexpected expenses. That way, you're not tempted to borrow money from other people or apply high-interest loans to pay for emergency expenses. And always pay your credit balances in full. If you're having trouble controlling your spending habits, then pay for your credit balances in full. That way, you have nothing to worry about, and you also reduce the temptation of using the money to spend again. If you're going to use your credit card to earn rewards and incentives, make sure you pay for it the next day. Do not wait for the interest to surge without you noticing or for any other excuses that may prevent you from writing the payment for those brand new shoes. Reduce the wants and prioritize the needs. It is great to reward yourself once in a while. After all, you're working hard and trying to improve your finances. However, know the thin line between your needs and your wants. You need to prioritize your needs over your wants. That means instead of shopping online or buying tacos every Tuesday, find ways to cut back expenses that are not considered basic necessities. When you start shying away from indulging in your wants, you will improve your finances later on. And do not apply for multiple credit cards. Having multiple credit cards will only give you the illusion that you can afford everything. Hence, limit the number of credit cards you have. That way, you can avoid multiple payments and multiple surges of interest when paying back your loan. Owning multiple credit cards without self-control is a recipe for disaster and can lead to endless debt. You are more likely to lose track of your expenses when you have to juggle several running debts. And keep your pay increase. If you receive an increase, you need to use it wisely by living off your lower wage before and depositing the extra funds into your emergency or savings account. You must convince yourself that you managed to live off your previous wage, and there is no need to upgrade your lifestyle now that you're receiving a better paycheck. Instead of upgrading your phone or buying a new gadget, consider investing extra funds that increase even when you are asleep. Make use of coupons. Groceries are considered as basic necessities. Hence, make it a habit to collect coupons to get discounts for each checkout. You can free up some money that you can store away in your savings account. The more you save, the bigger your cushion against debt and its poison. Avoid buy now, pay later schemes. While these offers seem convenient to you, it often leads to the piling of debt. Therefore, you need to avoid these offers whenever possible. As a general rule of thumb, if it's something that you can't afford with cash, then it's not worth getting in debt for. Unsubscribe from newsletters, from shops that offer this kind of, quote, interest-free financing scheme. And maintain full-time employment. It is no secret that to avoid debt, you need to keep yourself employed. Having your own money for your basic necessities will prevent you from borrowing money or loaning to thrive. You need to secure yourself by doing your job well or maintaining professional levels with your contacts who could give you a job. Aside from that, getting a mentor will improve your skills and keep you ahead in your industry. Knowing that the industry is dynamic and continuously changing, you need to update your knowledge and skills to serve your clients better. And be aware of starting a small business. If you want to start a small business, it's best to save up money instead of loaning a hefty amount and taking the risk. Loaning to start a business could be the most immense debt you will make, and there is no guarantee you can pay it back in time. Half the number of aspiring entrepreneurs who start a small business are unsuccessful for the first 5 years and are left with excessive debt. Well, we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.